Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you very much, Chair. We note, first and foremost, that the proposals contained in paragraph 34 presented by the delegations of Russia, US, and our delegation in connection with the COVID-19 pandemic are similar, and we could therefore be flexible as to the final wording adopted for it. We consider that the proposed language from the US, that is, for paragraph 38 bis and 42 not only are very prescriptive, but they also involve an excessive burden of commitments, and they impose conditionalities on countries who potentially might need or request assistance. For those reasons, we could not support that proposal. The reference to the global health security agenda in paragraph 45, we're not very much in favour of, because that is an initiative in which we, not many of us, member states of this convention, participated. We don't have enough information about its mandate, scope, operation and agenda, so we're not very much in favour of that. We support, however, what the proposal made by the Russian Federation in paragraph 47 bis on the multi-purpose mobile biomedical units. We restate our support to the proposal made by the non-aligned movement, and we note that some of those proposals in the plural are embodied in the language of the 8th review conference final document, and we would be in favour of that language being reiterated in this year's outcome document. The proposed paragraph 47 bis presented by Cuba is very similar to the proposal made by the non-aligned movement proposal on the same topic, that is. That is why we would be quite happy in accepting the language proposed by the non-aligned movement. Of course, we support the rest of the proposals, the remaining proposals proposed by the non-aligned movement. And finally, we propose the proposals made by the distinguished delegation of Iran, and in particular, those pertaining to the UCM's unilateral coercive measures and the need for a protocol which strengthens the convention. Thank you very much.